That brings up a point. Since we are never going to know everything about the Bible, have it 100% accurate, why even study it?
Because, you know, the Bible says the Word of God is living and powerful. It's not an end in itself. Almost every other book, you read it and you learn what it says, and you pretty much understand what it says. The Bible is a book that's alive, and so as I encounter the Word, and I've taught all the way through the Bible multiple times, and then I went through the Bible with Pastor Chuck many times, and it's like it's still amazing to me that at this point I open it up and it's still fresh, because there's something that God does through His Word that makes it really unique. And so for me, my relationship with God continues to grow after all these years. I became a Christian in 1971, but you know, long before that, I was studying the Bible, reading it and everything, and yet it's still fresh to me every time I open it. Mm-hmm. And so it's where we encounter God. And sometimes the fact that I'll read a passage and go, wow, I never saw that before, just reminds me of how much I need Him. Mm-hmm. Reminds me, and you know, one of the most important lessons to learn in life is how little you know and how wrong you often are. And you know, you listen to people who really study and really know their stuff, you can tell because they're not always sure of themselves. If you listen to somebody who's absolutely confident that they are right, they are almost always ignorant because life is complicated and truth is complicated and God's complicated. It's why Hebrews 11 talks, the Hall of Faith, talks about how, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you realize, wow, I don't understand everything about God, now He's pleased. When you go, I know everything, and I'm, you know, you look at social media and you think, is everyone so sure of themselves that they don't even wonder if they might be wrong about something? Well, that's not what faith looks like. Frankly, that's what ignorance looks like. Mm-hmm. Ignorant people are sure that they're right. Intelligent people who are really listening to God will say, I could be wrong, because you realize what your position is in connection with God, and you realize how His ways are so much higher than ours. And so it's one of the reasons why the Bible over and over again tells us, you know, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And that's something that's very rare. You see a whole lot of pride, not just in people on the internet, but even in people, in preachers. They're like so sure of themselves. I had a conversation one time with a well-known preacher who's known for his dogmatism. And I said, if you're teaching a passage and you're like 51-49 one way, how do you do that? He goes, I teach that 51% as if it's the Word of God and I'm confident. And I go, well, then what if later you change your mind and it goes 49-51? Then he said, I teach that with that confidence. And I go, why? He said, people need to know that we are confident in the Word of God. But I thought that's kind of a disturbing and dishonest approach to take, I saw Pastor Chuck, where we would go through the Bible and then 3-5 years later, we're at the same passage and he's changed his mind. And often when, you know, I spent lots of time talking with Chuck and I would go, how about this? And I would present an alternative and he'd go, wow, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. You might be right. I trust people who do that. Mm-hmm. I don't trust people who act like they know everything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there are sometimes people who, frankly, and I listen to pastors' perspective a lot, even when I'm not on it, and you hear people who call and you know they're not trying to get a pastor's perspective. They're wanting to argue with the pastor because the truth is they think it's about their perspective and they want to prove why they are right and other people are wrong. Mm-hmm. And that kind of spirit of I'm right and you're wrong, even Jesus who was absolutely right and never wrong, approached people with humility. Mm-hmm. Somebody would ask him a question and he would respond with another question. He would leave questions unanswered. And so he was demonstrating what it is that he calls us to do as well. So, I think that, you know, to approach the Word of God in humility, and if you read the Bible enough, it'll humble you, because you'll see, whoa, over here it says this, and over here it says that. I believe that both are true. How do they fit together? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a problem to solve by choosing one or the other. It's like, I'll embrace it all.
Yeah.
I believe all of it, and I don't necessarily know how it all fits together. So that's why, you know, I believe in predestination, but I also believe in that humans have a right to choose. I believe that God chose us. At the same time, I believe that he wants everyone to be saved. How do I put all that together? It doesn't make me a really good Calvinist or a really good Arminian, but it makes me somebody who believes everything that the Bible says. The last thing I want to do is, for instance, you know, I was talking to a guy who was a real hardcore Calvinist who was actually teaching at Calvary at the Bible college. And I said, it says that God isn't willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What does that mean to you? And he said, well, it means he wants all the elect to come to repentance.
Oh, boy.
And I go, it doesn't say that.
Right.
So, you know, I take it for what it says. And for me, that's part of the joy of reading the scriptures, is that almost every time I read the Bible, I find out I was wrong about something. Mm-hmm. And that's why I keep reading it.
Yeah.
Because I need for the perfect source of truth, God, to tell me where I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I'm going to grow. There are all kinds of people who are more than willing to help me out by telling me how wrong I am, but they don't have the credibility that the Word of God has. And
right.
So, you know, I just keep reading it because it helps me grow. And growth for a Christian looks like humility. And if the Bible doesn't humble you, there's something wrong with you.
Mm.